us or just follow us.
Or both.
Twitter is at TNT Radio Empire. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Swallowed some, then choked on the rest.
Practice.
That's all practice right there.
I sound like a trooper.
I said that earlier, and you fill in the blanks.
Yeah. That'll be in the A rotation.
No, I'm not, actually, I do lie. It's pretty funny. Yeah. That is pretty funny.
At least twice.
Speaking of A rotation, Todd, you destroyed the bathroom. Quality stuff in there.
You sure it was me?
If your idea was to destroy the bathroom and make it smell really bad, you did a good job. How long ago was it? 20 minutes?
Yeah, it was last break.
Okay.
It lingered.
Wasn't the one I was just at, though, right? I was just there now to go to the bathroom. Did this break or week break before that?
Break before.
Oh, you 20-minute hover in there. That's pretty bad.
Yeah, I maybe got to give credit to somebody else.
Somebody else.
Somebody laid on top of that.
Room.
Yeah.
There, look around. Yeah. There's dudes up and down this hallway that'll destroy that room.
We have a single hopper here.
Yeah.
Which is
although
ridiculous.
I did notice when I was in the mountains, the hafe was kicking in, the high altitude flatulence.
Oh, did it really?
Whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Because the parking lot of the place where I go skiing is 10,000 feet. And I noticed it kicking in about then.
All right.
And when you get up to lift a little bit, you get to 12,000 feet, and it kicks in even more.
Early week comedian Nick Allen with us today.
Yeah.
It's a Tuesday. We're live. We were off yesterday for President's Day.
Got to celebrate our presidents.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And get a long weekend. Craig's here.
All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are as patriotic as most and more so than some.
Yeah.
We'll take 2 days off of President's Day.
Yes, we did.
Not everybody did that.
No.
If you didn't take 2 days off of President's Day, you're not a patriot
there
like
I
am.
That's true.
So there.
Yeah.
Beat my patriotism.
Damn right. In your face, commie. My new hat, in your face, commie.
So I'm seeing an article that the drinks business is telling us that the perfect serving of Jägermeister
is none.
Yeah.
Zero.
According to Jägermeister, is at 0 degrees Fahrenheit. Or negative 18 degrees Celsius.
So you can't taste it?
That is roughly the temperature of the average home freezer, they say.
So you want it really cold. Okay. Those machines, are they cold in those machines?
Yeah. Yeah. That's why they do it.
Man. I haven't done Jaeger since it was invented. And
in
I tried it.
1500s?
Well, I'm talking about when did it get big? 20 years ago? 15 years ago? When did it become a really drink of douchebags everywhere?
I don't remember it not being.
I know, but it's only been the past 20 years Jägermeister's been around, right?
Yeah, late 90s, early
2000s. Yeah, that's what I thought.
So
I don't think I've had one in the 2000s. I guarantee I had one earlier.
I had some in college. Early 2000s. Yeah.
I went through a phase before I was 21. Like, that's what we would get.
Because
when you couldn't buy your own booze.
Right.
You're like, let's get the strong stuff.
Yeah, so you can get your hammer. Oh, I understood
that. I totally understood. Get the job done quickly.
Right. Yeah, and it did.
But my favorite thing about the Jägermeister, though, is they just said right away, this stuff tastes like ass. Our logo is going to be a guy making a face. Like, this tastes like ass. And they sent it that way. I don't think anybody, does that taste good to you guys?
No.
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 No, no. If it's really chill, it's okay. I can't even drink it anymore, though.
No, you probably can't.
I went back after that phase or whatever. I went, let's try a shot of that. And you're like, whoa.
Yeah, yeah.
In the morning, it's like you've just been slamming your face against a brick wall the entire night.
Sales of that had to peak and go down a little bit from the time they were huge.
There's new young douchebags.
Oh, yes, there is.
Every day,
and
there's
go
some
to the
21-year-old
bar
kid walking into the bar.
Jaeger.
And somebody hands him a shot of Jaeger.
Yeah, somebody tried to buy me a shot of Jaeger a couple weeks back at a bar.
Well, I had to
go down there. Hey, Tyler, what a shot of Jaeger. I said, no, I'm going to slam my face against the wall five times.
Same thing.
Get a good buzz.
I went down the Wikipedia rabbit hole again.
Jägermeister?
Jägermeister, in some form or another, has been around since 1935.
Okay, but I'm talking about when did it come back into the bars? Late 90s?
Mainstream.
Yeah. Called Jägermeister.
That's
with
when
the,
I noticed.
The promo, yeah.
You know, when the Jägermeister girls were out promoting
yeah,
it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, they were hot.
I think I've had it in another shot. What's it in?
Yeah,
like the Vegas bomb
they mix
or something.
It? Yeah, it's called a Vegas bomb.
Jaeger bomb.
Yeah, Jaeger bomb.
Yeah, it's Jaeger and Red Bull.
Do you know any grown men that still do that though? Not young guys in their early 20s.
No.
One shot of Jaeger. No, Dad.
No.
No, thank you.
There's not many 40-year-old dudes ordering the shot.
That's
drop
what I mean.
The other shot and chug it, too. Yeah.
Some people say it is for an after-dinner drink. Have a quick drink after dinner.
All right.
I'm not one of those
people. No, me neither.
Liquid heroin, I'd heard of this.
Yeah.
Rumpelmintz, Jägermeister, Bacardi 151.
Oh, yes.
Oh, God.
Bring it on.
No, thank you.
Oh, and Goldschlager.
To all parts of that.
God.
Hell no.
One part Goldschlager.
Is that just a shot?
Yeah. Oh, it must be more than one shot.
You can drink that.
So is that supposed to taste good, or is that just a random pairing
of... It's supposed
of,
to wreck you, I bet.
...of liquor.
Yeah, I think that's just supposed to get the job done in
that's two
one
shots
glass.
Of Jaeger! Yeah.
Well, that's not fair, because you could drink a lot of any one of those things and get the job done.
Right.
Yeah, that's like one of those shots that somebody gets you on your 21st birthday just to watch you puke all
right.
over the place.
Yeah.
Follows it up with a cement mixer.
Yeah.
Because I think the only thing more potent than Bacardi 151 is Everclear.
I spilled really? My Bloody Mary on a plane last night, yesterday.
Again?
It's the third time.
Who did this?
Okay, here's what happened. We're leaving Harrisburg at my flight 7 o'clock in the morning. And I'm on the window, and there's a guy sitting next to me. And the waitress comes down, and I order a drink. And she was cool. She got me a drink. I'm pretty much, I didn't see anybody else drink on the plane. I said, give me a Bloody Mary. And she gives me a little bottle of Tito's, and I drank it. And I finished that, and I said, you know what? I'm still feeling kind of crappy because I had a long weekend of boozing, obviously, doing Jaeger shots with my dad. and I said, can you give me – she walked past. And she took the cart past. I stopped her again. I said, ma'am, can I have another just another bottle? She said, sure. She gave me the bottle. So I have it on my thing, and I'm trying to read my phone because I hooked up to the Wi-Fi, and my hand goes one way. My other hand goes another way. Stupid. I'm just known for spilling stuff anyway. Always have. So it spills real quickly, like, and just red everywhere. But it stayed pretty much on the tray. Yeah. And then I think this guy's looking at me. It's literally like 7:30 in the morning, and I'm spilling. And I'm finishing. I start laughing. I clean up my tray. But I spilled a Bloody Mary on a dude's jacket.
Oh no!
About 2 years ago in first class, I'm sitting next to this dude. He was flying for business. And it hit his jacket, and he was the coolest guy because he looked like an old drunk. He said, don't worry about it, you know, whatever.
Did you lick it up for him?
Which one? Yesterday
the
or today?
Yeah.
It's only right now.
Yeah. Swallowed some, then choked on the rest.
Yeah. That's how it works. Yeah. Let me guess, you were going down the Twitter rabbit hole.
I was just reading news or something. I don't know what I was doing.
Looking at your phone.
Yeah.
Pink.
It's my new obsession.
Yeah. Pink, married to Carrie Hart.
Yeah, the
skateboarder.
The cool BMX guy.
Yeah, BMX guy.
BMX, sorry.
Yeah.
She was on Ellen, and she had this story to tell quickly.
What's the dumbest way you've hurt yourself?
Slashing tires.
How old were you?
It wasn't that long ago.
Whose tires were yours?
Oh.
It was Thanksgiving. The holidays are stressful.
Oh, my God.
How many tires did you slash?
I got clean through the first one. Those tires are very thick. Thank you very much. And the second one, I lost a little steam. And I hit the metal part, and my hand just went straight down the knife. Got 13 stitches. But here's the thing. I didn't need any anesthesia. I couldn't feel a thing.
Was it a stingray or was it a car? He did to his bike. He did to his bike.
He did to Schwinn.
He did to his Schwinn. She must be a handful.
Yeah.
And that relationship, they're still together.
They are.
She's gorgeous. Right. She's sexy. Everything about that woman is hot.
She's a badass.
But she's a badass.
How old is she?
Yep.
37, 35, yeah. Somewhere in there, I'm guessing.
And still drunk and slashing tires?
Yes! Yeah. My kind of woman, except when it's your tires.
Yeah.
Who is that, Craig?
Pink.
How old's Pink? All right.
That seems like a lot to put up with, though.
It does.
And she's playing Pink songs around the house all the time?
Well, get this party started. For some reason, I've always loved that song. Yeah.
39.
Oh, yeah, my God.
See, when you're 39, your vandalizing day should be over.
Yeah.
They have
I don't know. If you're drunk on Thanksgiving, there's some vandalizing and, that should
and
be
by
done.
By the way, what he do?
Exactly.
That's what ladies are saying. What he do?
You best maybe think back to when you were 39 before you go calling out people vandalizing at 39. I've heard some stories that might count as vandalism.
Really?
Isn't there the theft of some sort of statue or something? That I heard
That wasn't me.
That was a re-theft.
Yeah, that was
re-theft. I'm sorry.
That was
I was on a re-theft.
That was a repossession.
Right. That was just a repo job, and I wasn't an active participant because I was
I wasn't either.
I was already passed out.
Yeah. All right.
I know all of the principals involved.
She's
but,
a crazy bitch.
Yeah, I wasn't involved myself.
You were the mastermind.
No, not even that.
Well, this will be nice. Vice President Mike Pence's daughter is engaged. 24-year-old Audrey Pence is engaged to her college boyfriend, Daniel Tominelli.
Can he have lunch with his daughter? Is he allowed to do that?
Yeah. Nope.
Because he's a freak.
So that's cool. Yeah. Health experts are concerned a disease that kills deer could spread to humans. The CDC has found chronic wasting disease in deer, elk, and moose in 24 states and a couple of Canadian provinces. They warn the disease could spread to people.
So don't pet your moose.
Who eat the meat from animals that are infected.
Oh, so.
Now this one, according to my wife, she talked to some, it was an Amish guy at a dog thing.
Jackie.
And Jackie said chronic wasting disease was just all made up by the government.
Okay, so Jackie's an idiot.
Even that's a
conspiracy.
A government conspiracy.
Well, then go chew on a
dog. Other people say that chronic wasting disease affects animals' brains and spinal cords and has been called the zombie deer disease.
Yeah, I was a little disappointed because I thought the Amish should be a little more progressive than that.
Yeah, considering they don't pay the government. Yeah.
How did he find out about it?
I don't know what kind of, because some Amish
transistor radio
are a little more modern
you
than
walk past
other
radio.
Amish.
You walk past a radio.
Yeah, somewhere. There's some real diehard, Amish.
Well, you can go into town.
That probably don't watch TV.
Well, the English live among the Amish in a lot of communities, too, so they go to a store. There might be an English guy in there.
Right, they have to
jam some tunes.
They have to assimilate a little bit.
Right.
So you can, be around radios and stuff. You just can't have one?
Yeah, you can. In Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, they basically set up white people set up museums right in their communities. So you can walk, you just go to a barn and look how the Amish live, and right next is an actual real Amish guy. I mean, they have a museum. Like, this is what these guys live like. You can just walk through this place. And they charge money.
They're sitting there eating dinner.
Yeah, so they're right around. Yeah. They're right there.
So the museum is exactly like the home next
door that people live in. I mean, you've been in that area of the country, Todd. You see, Amish gifts here. And you pull in, and it's a white people own it. But it's right like, it'd be like somebody in your neighborhood said, hey, look how Nick Allen lives, but go to the house next to it and just look at it.
And they stand outside, hey.
Exactly. So, yeah, they're amongst us. They're there.
Yeah, because you can't avoid technology.
No, you can't.
That's got to suck for those kids.
Yeah.
Get home we don't have a microwave? What's going on?
They don't see any of that crap.
Well, that's why they let them loose for one summer.
A year, right.
And then a lot of them don't come back.
A lot of them do, though. Most of them do, they say. They still say most of them do. Hmm. Wrench free.
Yeah, you just got to chop the wood.
Plus, your cousins look pretty nice by then.
Yeah, you got to chop the wood and maybe go raise an occasional barn every now and again.
Oh, there are 10-year-old kids behind plow horses. You see that all the time.
Somebody's got to be behind the plow horse,
right? A 10-year-old.
if that's who's left,
right? Yeah.
No headphones, just listen to that horse fart all day.
No headphones, listen to a horse fart all day.
Say that like it's a bad thing.
Yeah, and
play it again.
There's a high coefficient of inbreeding in that community
as
well.
Yes, there is.
Hang on.
Who's this? Is Brad?
We got an old friend of ours, the Chuckster.
Oh, hey, Chuck.
Wow. Hey.
Hey, guys, how are you?
Happy birthday, man.
Chuck Stroop, yeah, love. Chuck was I worked in Z92, our home station here, for way before we got here. Way before.
Chuck was the only guy.
And it proves that if you look at your age.
Chuck was the only guy who thought we would last more than 2 weeks. And that includes us.
Happy birthday, Chuck.
Well, I appreciate that, and I'm sharing it with Ed Utah. How better could that be?
That is right. Yeah, you're not 85, but you're up there.
he's my goal.
you'll make it, man.
I'm about twice his size, so I don't know if I'll make it.
No, I do want to. Todd did mention that we've always. We love Chuck. I haven't seen him in a while, but Chuck calls the show. You recognize his voice, but he worked at Z92 for years. And when Todd and I were hired in 26 years ago, he was pretty much the only person, and nobody's really outwardly mean to us, but you were the only person that extended a hand and were very, very cool to us, and we'll never forget that. Never forget that. Because we were.
Well, hey, I've always had an eye for talent.
Well, that's it.
Hey, I hear Craig back there.
Yes,
Craig, I think you and I actually worked together before the boys were even on board.
Yeah, we did.
God, I love being called the boys.
Now,
I want to thank you for bringing up Greta Van Fleet. I'm possessed with Black Smoke Rising. Great.
Absolutely.
Really like them a lot.
They are excellent. They are excellent, man. Right. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, guys, thanks for taking the time to call me and wish me a happy birthday. I really appreciate it.
Happy 70. Yeah. Let's put it out there. You're 70 today, right?
Yeah,
sure. Wow.
You're 70 today. Now, your sons always get home. I mean, your son always texts us and emails us about stuff. You raised a good kid there, man.
I've got very lucky. It sounds like you guys did, too, so everybody's happy.
All right. Happy birthday, buddy.
Maybe we could establish some new connections at the Bunny Ranch, and Chuck can be our regular visitor to the Bunny Ranch in the future.
Do you want to get laid on the side?
That wouldn't go over well with my 37 married year wife.
Of course it wouldn't.
That's too bad.
That's too bad. Love you, Chuck.
I love you guys, too. Thanks a lot.
Speaking of that, my dad asked me when I was home because he still didn't. Was there any cause of death yet for Dennis?
Oh, I didn't see anything.
Because dad's always, dad's still bummed out about that a little bit.
Oh, sure,
they became buds, He said, how'd he die? I said, there was never any released. Because Dad said he wasn't a big boozer, but we're thinking maybe too many blue pills.
That's possible.
And that's what Dad's line was, without saying the actual words. You try to, that many young girls,
Women.
Yeah.
Ladies.
Yeah. There was a little more colorful language in there. Because, Dennis was walking around with those girls in their 20s taking care of that.
Yeah.
Right.
Too much blood flow to one specific organ.
You're right. I stuck to the tape. Both you and I joined on that one. So, is there any cause of death, Puss?
I hadn't seen anything. Yeah, recently. I realized
there's HIPAA and everything, but Dennis was famous enough. You think it would get out there?
Well, if you Google Dennis Hoff cause of death, the first thing that comes up is cardiac arrest.
Okay, so that's what I'm thinking, which is the heart attack. Right.
And there's a ton of things that could have contributed to that.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah,
in his lifestyle overall.
Yeah, you're right. He might have ate bad.
A TMZ piece with Heidi Fleiss. It said he didn't eat well.
Oh, he didn't.
His poor diet.
Oh, I know. Well, I can tell he ate pretty well.
Well, he ate a lot.
He ate a lot.
He just didn't eat well.
There you go. No, you know what I'm talking about.
I know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about.
Heavy seafood diet.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah, I didn't. I don't know what you're talking about.
Speaking of the seafood diet, what we're talking about there, another good friend of mine who's fighting neck cancer, Craig, back home, and we talk a lot, but he was always a smoker, and I just assumed that was the reason he got it, but no, he got the HPV stuff too. He's a couple years younger than us. And HPV has been linked to, the Michael Douglas thing.
A lot of things.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Yes.
Mouth cancer.
But, this guy I knew was a player, and he's been around the block a few times. He's beating it. He's 4 years in, cancer-free. He's got to get another year.
And Michael Douglas never said Catherine Zeta-Jones.
No, but he said oral sex was a big part of it.
So you think she's the only
ever? No, Toto, he said. No, Michael Jackson. No, excuse me. Michael Douglas was a sex addict by his own admission. He banged everything.
So it's probably not Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Yeah, but I have a tendency to blame her.
Hey, she's nice enough.
I know.
What'd she ever do to you?
Not enough.
Apparently not.
Yeah.
So you're saying your buddy could have licked his way to neck cancer?
Yes. That's a fact.
Yeah.
Yeah. And anybody that a certain age that's been around, you know, that doesn't mean HPV can develop it anywhere. I mean, Dr. Mina can check in on this. Please, Doc. Let us know more about this when you get a chance. You know.
Right now, there's another guy giggling at us because we're idiots.
No. That's part of it. You know, HPV is part of it because it's in everybody. That's why the kids now are getting vaccinated.
Yeah, but right? I think we're giving you an incomplete set of facts here.
Yeah, probably. We kind of agree to that, you know. You know.
But
the old seafood diet,
like
right?
we always
as
do.
As Nick would say. Early week comedian Nick Allen with us. You're flying to Dallas tomorrow, right?
Yes.
To see Kiss, right?
Yeah, hottest band in the world.
That's cool.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.